The Celtic band Fawn Moore and friends will present a free outdoor concert at Station 66 in Battle Creek tomorrow night. Fawn Moore founder, guitarist and songwriter Kurt Trammell spent many years as a construction worker before opening Station 66, a local produce market and ice cream parlor located just south of Battle Creek on M66.
Music's always been just a huge part of my life, and the community has just come out and supported Station 66 so much. This is my way of just giving back by doing a free outdoor concert like that. Station 66 it's like taking a step back in time. It was originally my great-great-grandpa's gas station that ran from the 30s through the 50s, and it closed down in late 1950. And we kind of repurposed the building and turned it into a ice cream parlor and a produce market all under one roof. And we have like a lot of made-from-scratch food. It's all Michigan-made products, and our produce is locally grown. We have over 50 Michigan vendors. So yeah, when you walk through the door, it's just kind of like taking a step back in time. We have old-fashioned glass bottle pop and the Coke cooler, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Does the fact that you brought back the business after it had been closed for a long time, does that have people in the area coming out and telling you stories about what they remember?
Yeah, there's interesting stories. This nice lady named Grace. Grace is, I think, 94. She knew my great-great-grandparents, and Station 66 used to be a gas station and kind of a general store, a country store back in the day. And she was down there trying to buy her mom a Christmas present and didn't have enough money. She wanted to buy her a pan or something, pot or a pan. And she said that my great-great-grandma, Celia Adams, just gave it to her. And there's other things like One older gentleman said that he used to ride his, I think he said it was a donkey down there, and then they would feed it bubble gum and laugh at it and watch it chew bubble gum. And so he had some stories, but yeah, it's really neat to meet people that actually knew my great-great-grandparents because I'd never met them.
The first time he offered a free concert at Station 66, hundreds of people showed up and parked along the highway. This year, Kurt Trammell will have parking attendants, porta-potties, and indoor and outdoor ice cream stands. At 6 o'clock, he'll get on stage with Fawn Moore and try out some new material.
This show is going to be special to me just because I'm going to sing a song I wrote called Ballad of Jim Maloney about a train engineer that drove a train right by where Station 66 is, actually back in the early 1900s. And he was kind of like a local legend. So I have a nice little song about him that has to deal with the circle of life. And also, too, we're going to do a tribute song to Del Shannon, who was from the Battle Creek area. That's where he wrote his hits. And we're going to do an interesting version of the song Runaway. So I'm really looking forward to that.
For tomorrow night's concert, Fawn Moore will feature a wide range of instrumental soloists, Irish singer Simone Keenan, and some dancing as well.
We'll have Grace McMaster, Kate Breton fiddler, originally from Canada, Rachel Gribben and Ian King, Irish fiddle players from Chicago area, and Ashleen Gagliardi from Chicago doing Celtic harp. Also have the Quinn Irish dancers joining us on a few things. So yeah, this is going to be probably one of the biggest shows I've ever put on. So yeah, bring some lawn chairs and maybe some mosquito repellent.
Music starts tomorrow night at 6 p.m. More information is available on the Station 66 Facebook page. I'm Kara Lawrence with Weekend Let's Hear It. I'll leave you with a live performance from WMUK's studio, Kurt Trammell on guitar and Grace McMaster on fiddle.